Welcome back to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, and thank you for joining us. I'm Noah Ochsner. At this year's Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference in Manhattan, I got the chance to talk with Megan Meisler about her work with the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. All right, today I'm here with Megan Meisler, and she's with U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, and she's here talking with us today about and what the organization is and what they do. And what do you guys do, and what's kind of the interest here?
All right. Thanks, Noah. As we look at the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, I just want to read, and then I'll kind of go off of what the mission is, and then that'll really kind of describe what are the goals and vision for the U.S. Roundtable. So as we have stated, the mission of the U.S. Roundtable is to advance, support, and communicate continuous improvement in the sustainability of U.S. beef production by educating and engaging the beef value chain through a collaborative multi-stake effort. And so as I think about trying to break that down a little bit and some of the concerns that we've had from the beef industry about what is the sustainable beef and what is the U.S. Roundtable. So first, if you look at the keywords, advance, support, and communicate continuous improvement. This isn't a prescription. This isn't a demand. And this isn't expecting perfection. This isn't a journey along how do we tell our story? How do we gain support for, in particularly, for the U.S. beef industry? And we also have to understand that raising cattle in the heartland of Kansas is going to be different than raising cattle in the panhandle of Florida. So really, as we look about it, is how do we engage individuals along the supply chain? So if you go a little further along, is educating, engaging the beef value chain. So this isn't just the packers. This isn't just the retailers. This is the beef producer. This is the feedlot manager. This is the universities. This is NGOs, all taking part of how do we solve this problem of feeding the world with limited amount of resources. And so we're thinking outside of the box. We're all coming to the same table having this discussion.
And I think this is a big discussion we're having in the industry right now, especially with some of these other alternative meat products that are landing on the shelves with consumers. And consumers, along with producers, are kind of left in the dark of what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of confusion with labeling and stuff. So from what I'm understanding, your guys' goals is to really help educate from top to bottom, from producer all the way up to the chain, to the guys in the feedlot, to the people buying it off the store shelf.
Exactly, Noah. So one of the things that this is really that's key to the success of the U.S. Roundtable is making sure that we have involvement all along the value chain. So as we've worked together to set up this framework, to set up the key indicators, we've had involvement. And I'm really proud to say, as we sit here at the YF&R conference in Kansas, we've had a lot of involvement from Kansas producers, Kansas businessmen, Kansas agriculturalists. And so that I really think Kansas can stand proud when we say that discussion. But what this is about is giving us the tools from a producer all the way to a retailer of what is sustainable beef and what does it look like in the U.S., but making sure that we're engaging people along this journey and making sure that the small producer as well as the large producer is coming along in this journey. And making sure that U.S. beef production, and one of the studies that I've looked at is global meat production is rising. The demand for protein is rising. And how do we, in the U.S., where we have, I think I read a statistic where we have 8% of the world cattle population, how do we in the U.S., how do we in Kansas make sure we're producing beef for another 100 years?
Absolutely. And you touched on what you guys are doing with universities to help educate students about this. And a lot of this from our standpoint as educators at universities, a lot of this has to do with starting to get students ready. Could you kind of go into what you're kind of doing to make sure that the next generation is ready to educate people on sustainable beef and what that looks like so that they're able to get the right message on college campuses across not only the state of Kansas, but across the country?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm excited to be here at YF&R, you know, twofold. I grew up on a farm. I own own a farm. We'll celebrate 100 years of the farm and our family this year. Was an active member of YFNR and Kansas Farm Bureau. But I also represent Cargill and so work for one of the largest agribusiness companies. And one of the exciting projects we actually just launched at Cargill at National FFE Convention, it is a commitment over the next 3 years around sustainability. And a lot of that is framing what it looks like, is giving ag teachers, giving students the opportunity to learn about sustainability. I tell you, my work at Cargill, I've been there 20 years. I would say 20 years ago, no one used the word sustainability. And so as I looked at it, I've come along. I've had to learn. I think the industry's had to learn. And so one of the key things about the U.S. Roundtable, as we get back to it and where we're at right now, is the framework has been released. And what we're working on right now is communication and education. Because there's a lot of folks out there that don't know what the U.S. Roundtable. And so a lot of it is educating, communicating that message.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Megan. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Noah.
Again, that was Megan Meisler, and a special thanks to her for taking the time to sit down with me the other day. And if you ever have any ideas for our podcast, we would love to hear them. You can email those ideas to me at ochsneren@kfb.org or leave a comment or message on the Kansas Farm Bureau's Facebook page. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Inside Ag. You can always find more news and information from KFB by visiting kfb.org/news. For Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, I'm Noah Ochsner. Inside Ag is made possible by the members of Kansas Farm Bureau across the 105 counties of Kansas. To find out how you can become a member, visit kfb.org/join.